My arm feels very, very weird, my friends. Very, very weird.
Your daily Lex.
Couple things. My instinct, especially with my own sense of humor and sensibility, was to say my arm feels very, very weird, you guys. But I changed while I was saying it to my friends, which I think is more inclusive. I'm working to eliminate you guys. I still say it all the time, but I'm working to eliminate it. So feel free to call me on it if you hear me mess up. Also, it's the policy of this podcast program to say happy birthday to friends of the podcast when we remember that it's their birthday on the day we're recording. So happy birthday, Casey Liss. So my arm feels insane, including right now. My God. So over the weekend especially, but for the past three or so days, I've been having numbness and intense pins and needles down much of my arm. I notice it especially when I'm driving or when I'm at my desk, especially the treadmill desk where my arms rest, but I can notice it all other times too. It gets worse in those scenarios. It's very annoying right now as I'm speaking, which is great, probably because I was just typing at my desk before I started recording this episode. I first sent a video of my complaints to my dad, who is a long retired orthopedic surgeon. That's a euphemism for old. I made myself laugh. Anyway, he's been retired really since around the time I was in college. And he thought, as did various internet searches I had done, that I had something going wrong with my ulnar nerve. And he encouraged me to see an orthopedist in person, which I was able to do. I found one sports doctor who I could make appointments with, ZocDoc, which is not a sponsor of this show, but is a sponsor of Rebound. So go to ZocDoc.com and use promo code Rebound. The sports medicine doctor wasn't a surgeon, so couldn't do surgery if surgery was indicated. And there was an orthopedic group that Lauren had gone to a different office for, but there's one very close to us that she hadn't been able to get an appointment at. Whatever. So there's a closer one, but you can't make appointments online. So I emailed their system, and they called me first thing this morning. And I got an appointment later today, which I just came home from. And they did x-rays of the arm and my elbow looked great. And it's funny because I would send photos of the x-rays to my dad and he would say a thing. And then the orthopedist I was seeing would come back in, Dr. Liu, and he would say pretty much the same thing. And it was fun. But so the doctor was having me do various things. And, you know, from what I had read and from what I discussed with my dad, the pain when it's an ulnar nerve issue goes along your ulnar nerve and it can hit the pinky and maybe even the second finger, ring finger. And he was like having me, and I said to him, I'm also sometimes getting it in my thumb, which I know is unusual for the ulnar nerve. He's like, oh, you did talk to your dad. Although he kept calling it the funny bone nerve, just putting that out there. It's like, I'm getting it in my thumb too. And sometimes it's up here. And he's like, that would really be a neck thing. And he's having me look in various positions. And I'm like, wow, that really is making it go crazy on the thumb and other side of my arm. And he's like, yeah, we got to x-ray your neck too. So then I had to go do neck x-rays. And those, unsurprisingly, show some of your skull. And I found it quite creepy to look at. But there is a skull inside me. Don't be afraid. I'm still a human. And he saw some compression between some of the lower discs in my neck vertebrae, I guess. I don't know. There should be a lot of space and there's less space than there should be. And he wants to start with physical therapy to see if we can fix that. So I've scheduled the physical therapy appointments, but the kickoff appointment that you need first, hence it being the kickoff, that one I can't do until April 2nd or something. And I was like, I live very close to you folks. If you have a cancellation, let me know. I'll come in. And then I was like, hey, I'm smart. You have five offices. I'll go to one of the further offices for the initial one. And then you can see me here for the, and they're like, no, you can't do that. If you go to a faraway office for the kickoff, you got to do all of your appointments at the faraway one. So I could go to a different physical therapist and get a sooner appointment. But I kind of like the idea of the physical therapy office being connected to the doctor. That way, if they mess up and they suddenly need to amputate, there's an orthopedist right there. It's probably going to cost an arm and a leg. See what I did there? It feels insane. It feels horrible. I hate it. It was very hard actually for me to rank on a scale of 1 to 10 because you're like, how bad is your pain on an intake form? I was like, it's not a 10 of pain. It's a 10 of horribleness. It feels horrible. Not pain though. Just and like, you know, the worst kind of limb being asleep, but then it won't go away and it's just is strong and everywhere and omnipresent. It's horrible. I hate it. I truly hate it. I really try not to complain about physical things. Like, listen, also this past Friday, I was lifting weights and I did something wrong when I picked up weight and I hurt my lower back. And you know what I did? I rested it. I stopped lifting weights that day. I didn't lift weights again today. So that'll be several days off. I probably won't start again until Wednesday. As of this afternoon, it's really starting to feel almost all better on my lower back, but that's fine. Like I didn't whine to my family or to my dad or anybody else about it. It was fine. But this thing, man, I can't stop complaining about it because it sucks. Like it feels like my arm doesn't belong to me and I truly hate it. Anyway, that's my complaint. I hope you're having just a wonderful week and a wonderful day if you're Casey Liss. I mean, I hope you're all having a wonderful day, but let's all wish, let's, in fact, let's do this. Let's all on the count of three say happy birthday, Casey. It's not like it'll be in unison, but if you say it out loud, you're putting some good birthday vibes into the world. And what's wrong with that? Happy birthday, Casey. Great. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Casey. If you didn't do it, rewind and do it. Also, send healing vibes to my left arm because I truly, truly am miserable about it. So now you know. That's it. Bye.
Lex.